Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Vav, Sanhedrin 6b, pagination is 12, starting from about 7 lines from the top, dealing with the concept of pshara, which means compromise. Now, in litigation, there could be din, strict judgment. There could be pshara, which is compromise, which gives quite a bit of liberty based on different factors. And then there's something called pshara karov ledin, which is a compromise that's pretty close to what we think the judgment would be, but it doesn't take responsibility on the judges to be absolutely perfect and meticulous to every last nuance of absolute judgment, because sometimes judgment is very hard to come by. Sometimes the evidence is not perfect, but it leaves them with a hunch of what direction things are supposed to go. Sometimes one person or the other is off on a technicality, but basically it's really their money, or whatever the factors might be. So we have a concept that we definitely believe in din. There's something called judgment, and it's definitely possible for judges to take upon themselves to do judgment. And Elokim Nitzav Ba'adaskel, Hashem is there together as they do their judgment and grants them Siyata Dishmaya. Nevertheless, on a practical level, Dayanim are very scared and are warned about doing true din. Very hard to be perfectly accurate. And also, it could elongate a court case with all the debates. And therefore, in general, on a practical level, we lean in the direction of accepting some sort of pshara, some sort of good judgment from the judges, even if it's more of a compromise-oriented, judgmental, rather than absolute judgment. Now, there is strong basis for that, because we're told, at least according to one approach, which is the way we paskin, that compromise is actually a recommended course of action. In halacha, we find, as we will see the starting point in our Gemara, but there's a concept that pshara, compromise, is actually recommended, and that initially, as the litigants come in, the judges should encourage them to agree that the case should be heard and the case should be judged with an element of compromise. The idea of compromise is that even if one litigant could clobber the other in the judgment because of his evidence and his maneuverings and his positioning, nevertheless, the judges have the liberty to award something to the aggrieved party to make things peaceful. In the words of the Sma, Noach lachaveiro sheyivoter ma lebaldino, it's worth it for the supposedly winning litigant to cede something to the other litigant, in order that there should be peace, that the other person should feel that his claims were heard and he was awarded something. Ultimately, the judges are going to have to rule. There's a disagreement here. But they awarded him something. They took his perception to heart. And that would cause the litigants to be able to leave the court at peace with each other, which is considered a tremendous accomplishment if the Beis Din can achieve that, that the litigants respect the Beis Din and the Beis Din hear the case and they issue a ruling, and it's accepted, and the people can move on from there instead of continuing to hold on to their grievances. So let's see the Gemara that there are actually two different perspectives at the start. Moshe haya omer, Yaakov hadin es hahar. Moshe's perspective was that the judgment could pierce the mountain. In other words, no matter what the obstacles were, whatever the law is, it could pierce it. It could go through anything. And certainly, we want that there should be such a perspective as a starting point, that there is a law, there is a judgment that could be issued. But on a practical level, that perspective was mitigated a bit. Aval Aaron Oev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom, Aaron's perspective was to love peace and to chase after peace. Umesim Shalom Ben Adam L'Chaveru, to try to achieve peace between people. And that's, on one level, the great partnership of Moshe and Aaron. Moshe was the law. You want to hear the psak? This is the psak. But Aaron was looking to make peace, to bridge the person and his emotions to a comfortable spot where we can meet, whether it was halachas to accept or litigation. And the Gemara therefore goes on just about midway on the page that the pasuk that says Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'areichem, that a judgment of peace should be judged in your gates. Halo b'makom sheyesh mishpat ein shalom, the place that has judgment is no peace. One person's right, one person's wrong. V'makom sheyesh shalom ein mishpat, and if you're going to go after peace, then it's not judgment. Ela ezel mishpat sheyesh bo shalom hevei omer zebitzua. It's talking about compromise, where the judgment is taken into account, but it's mitigated by an awareness, like the Sma worded it, that I have other agendas here besides my money. I have other agendas here besides winning. I'd also rather not lose a friend. And therefore, a compromise on some level is appropriate. V'chein b'David hu omer, v'yi David osa mishpat utzadaka. David would do judgment and charity. V'alo kol makom sheyesh mishpat ein tzedakah. If it's judgment, it's not charity. You can't do both. Tzedakah ein mishpat. Ele'ezeh mishpat sheyesh bo tzedakah. Ve'omer zabitzua. That's the compromise where you really believe that the person is wrong, but you take his feelings into account, his perspective, his arguments, and you award something for the sake of peace. The Gemara, however, acknowledges that not everybody agrees to compromise as an ideal, and says, Asa'on l'tanakama, what's going to be with the approach of the opinion that says that we don't do compromise? Dones adin, zika es hazakai v'chiyev es hachayev. David would judge, he would say who was right and who's wrong. V'rosh and eschayev oni mamon. And he would see, in some cases, that a poor person is being obligated in money that is very hard for him to pay, if he can pay it at all. V'shilim lo mitoch beiso, and David took the initiative and paid it for him from his own funds. Ze mishpat utzdaka. That's the case of judgment and charity, according to the opinion that says compromise is not the interpretation. That would be the example. Mishpat lozeh, it's judgment to the person who's awarded the money. Utzadaka lozeh, and it's tzedaka to the person who has to pay and can't, because David took care of it for him. Mishpat lozeh sheyesh zelo mamon, it's mishpat to the person who got his money back. As we said, tzedakah, because David covered the bill on his behalf. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.